on biowarfare programs they want to cover up, they always blame it on bats. You know, bats have been around forever, so give me a break. So I added all this together, and I just concluded that that's what it is. The Chinese government has been lying about it from the get-go, covering it up, just like they did on SARS. The WHO is in on it. You can't believe anything the WHO is telling you, because this is a WHO special designated research lab. The WHO is up to its eyeballs in biological warfare research. And you had the WHO director Tedros over there meeting President Xi, shaking his hand and yucking it up and saying, oh, China's doing a great job. Yeah, they're doing a great job covering it up. So you can't believe the WHO. I don't believe President Trump is getting proper scientific advice about how dangerous this really is, and that it is an offensive biological warfare weapon. Basically, he has surrounding him all these scientists who have been up to their eyeballs in this dirty work, dirty biological warfare work here in the United States. So I have no idea what they're telling President Trump, but I suspect they're spinning it to protect their own rear ends here. In my opinion, every BSL-4 laboratory here in America should be shut down immediately.
Right now, you're watching The Alex Jones Show live, but I shot this early in the morning, and by the time you're watching this, I should be back in Austin, and I'll be back on air soon, but Owen Schroyer is about to take over. That said, we had hoped that the coronavirus was just hype. Now, the evidence isn't mounting. The evidence is clear that it is an engineered bioweapon. Came out a week ago that coronavirus contained HIV insertions, the delivery system of HIV. Now, new coronavirus in China is treated with HIV med drugs because it is basically the HIV delivery system. And so people need to understand, the viewers and listeners need to understand, we're not sure exactly how bad this is going to get. But folks really should be prepared, and you should be boosting your immune system, and you should be prepared to shelter in place if this turns into a global pandemic and really starts spreading inside the United States. The Chi-Coms are being praised by the UN. Listen to this. They're being praised by the UN for literally shooting people in the streets and locking down whole cities and putting people in prison if they try to get outside the quarantine. But then when the United States says we're going to stop flights from China, it's called racist and evil and bad. That is political correctness at the next level. China's shooting their people, but if we just try to stop them coming in, then we're the bad guys. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what we're fighting here, is the UN evil. Their system is designed to prop up authoritarian states but attack open free societies like America. Now back to Owen Schroyer and the live broadcast here in the ATX. And please never forget that InfoWars is brought to you by you. When you buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com, that funds the operation. So get the high quality storable food. It's selling out. And so is the Immune Gargle and other nano silver products at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, the resume of Dr. Francis Boyle speaks for itself. Member of the Council for Responsible Genetics in the early 80s. They were organized and even had congressional briefings in the 80s as well. And he is the creator of the Bioweapons Act that was approved by both sides of Congress. But this isn't about him, but it is important to lay out his background as an expert in this field, as Dr. Francis Boyle joins me today. Dr. Francis Boyle, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you very much, Owen. I do hope our colleague Jonathan Knight is doing better these days.
Well, we thank the audience for their prayers, because that does lift us up when we are feeling ill, and he is doing a lot better. So, Francis, this is really amazing, the headlines that you made on an interview the other day. The evidence suggests that this form, this strain of a coronavirus, is indeed a man-made bioweapon. Now, explain to the audience what evidence you've seen that proves that and what that means.
Right. Well, in my professional activities, I routinely monitor outbreaks of disease affecting humans and animals around the world just to see if there might be a biowarfare agent at work. So when this coronavirus began to be reported there in China, I began looking into it and researching it, and I won't go through it all here. But eventually, it was my considered judgment that this was a biological warfare agent that had leaked out of the Wuhan biosafety level 4 laboratory that has a previous history of leaks there. And so BSL-4 laboratories have basically one purpose, and that is to research, develop, test, and stockpile biological warfare weapons. Put aside all the propaganda in support of these things by anyone, but that's why they're there. There's no legitimate scientific health reason for BSL-4 laboratories. So at that point, I did put out a notice on the internet saying that I thought it was a biowarfare weapon, and it had gain of function properties, which meant it was DNA genetically engineered to be more lethal and more infectious than, say, a normal biowarfare agent. And ever since I gave that interview, which was, I don't know, I guess 2 weeks ago or so today, all the evidence coming out has confirmed my conclusion. It does appear this is a DNA genetically engineered chimera, that it has in it, as you correctly pointed out, the HIV. Now, I believe the Indian researchers have been pressured to withdraw by their government because they have good relations with China, that study. But I read it, and it's quite convincing, and they have the pictures there. I also believe it has the flu virus in there, and then it also has SARS. That lab is reported to do SARS work. So at a minimum, I think that is what we are facing right now, based on all the evidence I have seen, which means right now there is a lethality rate of 15% of the people infected. There is an infectious rate of 83%. Any droplets expelled from a victim can travel at least 6 feet through the air. That, to me, indicates gain of function properties. And there is an incubation period of at least 14 days. And right now, people infected can be asymptomatic for those 14 days. So you really don't know if they are infected, and they very well could be spreading the disease without any of us knowing about it. So this is a very dangerous biological warfare agent. We don't even know the rest of it, between you and me, what these Chinese people, researchers did there. I have no idea. It could be even more dangerous than I don't know. But it's obvious the Chinese government has been lying about this from the get-go. The first patient was identified December 1, and he had nothing to do with that market. And that's just disinformation that people picked this up at the market. It's baloney. And then on biowarfare programs they want to cover up, they always blame it on bats. You know, bats have been around forever, so give me a break. So I added all this together, and I just concluded that that's what it is. The Chinese government has been lying about it from the get-go, covering it up, just like they did on SARS. The WHO is in on it. You can't believe anything the WHO is telling you, because This is a WHO special designated research lab. The WHO is up to its eyeballs in biological warfare research. And you had the WHO director Tedros over there meeting President Xi, shaking his hand and yucking it up and saying, oh, China's doing a great job. Yeah, they're doing a great job covering it up. So you can't believe the WHO. And the CDC, well, you can't believe them either. The CDC has been up to its eyeballs, again, in dirty biological warfare work, at least going back to the Reagan administration, when the CDC and the American Type Culture Collection authorized the shipment of at least 40 supplies, different supplies, of weapon-specific biological agents.
Well, we're going to go to a break here. We'll get back into these specifics, but I think the obvious reason for the cover-up here would be this is a violation of the Biological Weapons Act. This is a violation of the Geneva Convention. This is a crime against humanity. Dr. Francis Boyle is with us. We'll be right back. And my guest is Dr. Francis Boyle, who made headlines the other day after seeing the evidence coming from Indian doctors seeing HIV basically implanted into the coronavirus, as well as evidence of SARS or the flu being put in there as well. But Dr. Boyle, before we get back into the specifics of that, I think just the very concept of a bioweapon is probably shocking to a lot of people. Many people might not even believe that that kind of thing goes on. But we do know this goes on. There's labs in China. There's labs in the United States. Just briefly, talk about biowarfare programs that exist that show, hey, this stuff is very real.
Well, I have an entire book on that called Biowarfare and Terrorism that's pretty cheap and inexpensive. You can get it at Amazon. I've been involved in this, I guess, for the I am only speaking here. I'm not speaking for the Council for Responsible Genetics, but they asked me to get involved in this as a lawyer for them, I guess, in the early 1980s or sometime. But let me say this, in all honesty, I don't believe President Trump is getting proper scientific advice about how dangerous this really is, and that it is an offensive biological warfare weapon. Basically, he has surrounding him all these scientists who have been up to their eyeballs in this dirty work, dirty biological warfare work here in the United States. So I have no idea what they're telling President Trump, but I suspect they're spinning it to protect their own rear ends here. In my opinion, every BSL-4 laboratory here in America should be shut down immediately. And also every BSL-3 laboratory should be shut down immediately. If you hit the internet, I gave an interview on a documentary called Anthrax Wars, dealing with all these BSL-3 and BSL-4 facilities with respect to the United States of America. And I said, this is a catastrophe waiting to happen. Well, now it has happened in China. And I feel very badly for the Chinese people. I'm not here to bash China or the Chinese people, the Chinese system of government under international law. They can have whatever system they want over there. But we're here in America, and we are going to need to take very drastic measures here to protect ourselves. And I just don't think that President Trump is getting that type of advice. He has all these swamp creature scientists around him who I think are trying to sugarcoat it.
Explain to the audience at a rudimentary level what goes on in a bioweapons lab or in this specific BSL-4 lab in China where they take a coronavirus and then, as the Indian doctors pointed out with their research, insert HIV or other bugs or viruses into that. Explain what happens in the lab or why this happens.
Right. Well, first thing we have to understand the United States government and apparently China send what I could only call these death scientists. They like to call themselves life scientists. But the last time I crunched the numbers in 2015, we had 13,000 death scientists doing this dirty, dangerous biological work. And they send them out all over the world to find the most exotic and dangerous types of biological organisms they can. Then they bring them back into their labs and see if they can be weaponized one way or the other with DNA genetic engineering, taking what might be a very dangerous biological organism in the first place, and then adding additional genetic material to it to make it even more dangerous, that it could actually be disseminated as a weapon. Then once they have done that, they reverse engineer the technology to create a vaccine, allegedly a vaccine, because you don't really have a biological weapon unless you have the agent that has been weaponized, and then you have a vaccine that can protect your own people. And so what they do then is say, oh, well, we have to go out and make vaccines for all these potentially dangerous biological organisms out there that we don't even know about. And they bring them back, DNA genetic engineering. They enhance their lethality, their effectiveness. And then they reverse engineer a vaccine. And this has now been, I would say, turbocharged by so-called synthetic biology with this CRISPR technology, where you can go in there and literally pin and excise out a gene and put a new gene in. The whole synthetic biology field was financed by the Pentagon and their DARPA, Defense Advanced Research Program. Agency, all of it, the whole synthetic biology field has been financed by the Pentagon and for biowarfare purposes. Indeed, the proof of that is that the first big conference of synthetic biologists, they all got together to discuss their technology, and they released a report, which I read. And in the report, they called for the repeal of my Biological Weapons Anti-Terrorism Act that had been passed unanimously by both houses of Congress and signed into law by President Bush Sr. Why? Because they fully intended to use synthetic biology to develop biological weapons. That's what the Pentagon pays for. You know, the Pentagon's not out there paying for objective scientific research. The Pentagon is paying for war-related research. And that has been going on, the use of DNA genetic engineering for biowarfare purposes, at least the start of the Reagan administration, when I got involved, the Council for Responsibility for Responsible Genetics got me involved in that. And now we've moved over to this new dimension of synthetic biology. But even before Reagan, Nixon did sign the Biological Weapons Convention in 1974, but that didn't mean we stopped developing biological weapons. We simply, it was brought underground by the Pentagon and by the CIA. And this continued underground. And then the Reagan people and their neocons, and we know the neocons, you know, if you look at that PNAC support report, you'll see they advocate biological weapons, ethnic-specific biological weapons as tools of warfare. So under Reagan, then, they first began to apply DNA genetic engineering to dangerous biological agents before then that were just in nature to make them more dangerous. And that's where I came in on the story. But it's all told in my book there, biowarfare and terrorism, and it's inexpensive. I'm not here, you know, making a lot of royalties.
But it's important information, and in the 90 seconds we have left with you, if you could have President Trump's ear right now, what would you tell him about this coronavirus and how we need to be responding to it?
It's an extremely dangerous biological warfare agent. We have not seen anything like this before. You know, you'd have to go back to the Spanish flu virus, I think, between you and me. It has to be treated accordingly. And instead of relying on these swamp creature scientists, he needs to bring in outside independent experts who have never been feeding at the trough of biological warfare programs by the United States government, because they all have a vested interest in this. As I said, the last time I crunched the numbers in 2015, you had at least 13,000 of these death scientists doing this Dr. Mengele-type work. They should all be completely disqualified, and President Trump has the authority to shut down immediately every BSL-4 and BSL-3 laboratory in the United States of America. That should be done right away.
I am very sad about this virus and very sad about the bioweapons and the things that are going on, but it is an opportunity for people to take advantage of the products we have and do what's right and be self-sufficient. It's all about that. Just because I say you should go work out doesn't mean I'm perfect either. Just because I say you shouldn't eat trans fats doesn't mean I don't eat them sometimes. Just because I say, hey, if you don't want to get too much sun, you'll get skin cancer, doesn't mean I don't do it. When I'm up here, I'm talking to myself just like I'm talking to you. In fact, this show is really me preaching and myself saying you need to be a better person. But I'll tell you this, I almost kicked myself in the ass last week when I'm like on the phone trying to wrangle an even better deal for myself than what we sell the food at, because that's a set price. And they're like, yeah, why, don't you know everybody's selling out? You should be promoting it. You know you already have record high sales of food. And I'm like, I didn't even pay attention to that, because that's the marketing program around here. It's just really whatever I'm thinking about whenever I'm doing. Ladies and gentlemen, the 3-month supply and the 4-week supply of InfoWars Ready Hour is the best deal you're going to get from my Patriot Supply. The orders go out every hour. It takes them 7 to 10 days to ship it. They've got food for another 2 weeks. They're trying to secure more food. Almost everybody else is totally sold out, but they will not tell you that. And the reason I'm with my Patriot Supply is because they have high quality food that is very affordable, beats almost all the competition in price, beats them all for what you're paying for the quality and how good it tastes. Okay, this is really good stuff for camping, or you name it, or to give to the Salvation Army, or give to the local police department or fire department. They've got folks that need it. This is insurance you're going to be able to use. And with inflation the way it's going, that's the real reason I was buying more food. It wasn't just the virus, it was the economy and the stock market and just all of it, hedging my bet, getting even more food for here at the office. We have enough food, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 months. I don't know, it's a lot. We've got a part of the warehouse just full of food and water filters, and then safes with guns and folks trying to use them. Not that we're anything offensive. We're just Americans. We're Texans, and we got teeth. We got food. We got guts. We got red blood. We'll kick your ass if you attack us. That's what this comes down to, is you need food, period. Ants store it. Grasshoppers don't. Grasshoppers die. So I've gone out, got you the best company. I've had them almost 12 years since they started, because they were doing a great job up front, and I stuck with them. Notice you don't hear, I could have 7 food sponsors right now. They're calling up offering us millions. No, piss up a rope. Had too many bad experiences early on. And yes, 20 years ago, listeners got burned by some companies. I didn't know. I learned. That's what this is about. And by the way, I'm not just some little wimpy person groveling to you, telling you I'm bringing you the best deal out there. That's for me. I metaphysically need to treat you like I need to be treated, and then boom, I get it all right back. But with me, it's religious not to screw you over and do the best job I can. Doesn't mean I'm perfect, but I'm busting my ass to deliver to you reality and the bona fides. And I'm telling you, you need to get this storable food, and it funds the InfoWar. You can eat the insurance, 360 win. I don't know how bad this is going to be. We just all need to be prepared. Period. And this is a good exercise.